Story number 51, Ruth and Naomi. In the Bible, you will find a book called Ruth. It is a story about a family that lived during the time when Israel had judges. Ruth is a young woman from the land of Moab. She does not belong to God's nation of Israel. But when Ruth learns about the true God Jehovah, she comes to love him very much. Naomi is an older woman who helped Ruth to learn about Jehovah. Naomi is an Israelite woman. She and her husband and two sons moved to the land of Moab at a time when there was little food to eat in Israel. Then one day Naomi's husband died. Later, Naomi's sons married two Moabite girls named Ruth and Orpah. But after about 10 years, Naomi's two sons died. How sad Naomi and the two girls were. What would Naomi do now? One day, Naomi decides to make the long trip back home to her own people. Ruth and Orpah want to stay with her, and so they go along too. But after they've traveled a while on the road, Naomi turns to the girls and says, "Go back home and stay with your mothers." Naomi kisses the girls goodbye. At that, they start to cry because they love Naomi very much. They say, "No, we will go with you to your people." But Naomi answers, "You must go back, my daughters. It will be better for you at home." So Orpah starts on her way home. But Ruth does not go. Naomi turns to her and says, "Orpah has left. You too go home with her." But Ruth answers, "Don't try to make me leave you. Let me go with you. Where you go, I will go. And where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. And your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. That is where I will be buried." When Ruth says this, Naomi doesn't try any more to make her go home. Finally, the two women get to Israel. Here they settle down to live. Ruth right away begins working in the fields because it is the time for gathering the barley. A man named Boaz lets her gather barley in his fields. Do you know who the mother of Boaz was? She was Rahab of the city of Jericho. One day, Boaz tells Ruth, "I've heard all about you and how kind you have been to Naomi. I know how you left your father and mother in your own country and how you came to live among a people you had never known before. May Jehovah be good to you." Ruth answers, "You are very kind to me, sir. You have made me feel better by the nice way that you have spoken to me." Boaz likes Ruth very much, and it is not very long before they get married. How happy this makes Naomi! But Naomi is even happier when Ruth and Boaz have their first son named Obed. Later, Obed becomes the grandfather of David, about whom we will learn a lot later on.